Hi, my name is Daniel Wee, and as Senior Pastor of Church of the Savior, I'd like to invite you to join me now in listening and learning from God's Word.
I was like one of you sitting down here, really excited, you know, because we had our first youth service. And as usual, 10 years, we have never changed. We want to welcome our new friends. If you are here for the first time, you know, and you got invited here, we just want to warmly welcome you, and our ushers have just something for you. And so if you are here, we want to invite you to just wave at us, or your friend who have brought you can kindly do that. Is there anyone? Is there anyone here for the first time? We just want to welcome you. Anyone? No? Oh, I cannot see. You're too shy. It's okay. Now, there's also another group of people we want to warmly welcome, you know, because these are the people who put in a lot of effort. Into the last 10 years, we have what we have today is because of them. So if you are, what's the word? Alumni. Can I invite you to stand? Because we want to give you something that we have specially prepared. Yeah. Shall we do that? And of course you want to honor. Can you stand? Can you stand? Woo! Come on. Wow, wow. Look at these people. I get the ushers to do their job. Okay. Then this, you know, I learned something. Yeah. 10 years, right? If you don't have a photo to commemorate these 10 years, it's really very sad. Because I've been trying to find the first youth service, 2005 photo, right? And I dig and dig and dig, and I cannot find. Like, maybe some of you, once I announce this, will later tell me, I have, wow. Please come and pass to me. So I'm not going to make it happen again, okay? So this is what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to give you 3 minutes, right? I'm going to get everybody to stand. I'm going to get you to take pictures with anyone that's around you. You can go and find, reconnect with people you have never connect with, all the old leaders, and you can take a picture with them and commemorate this day. How about that? Can I have the lights? Yeah. Okay, everybody stand. So this is a very special moment. Right, you can go and aim, because there's Pastor Jen at the back, there's Pastor B at the back, they'll be the superstar, but then it's okay. The rest of us are, you know, okay, you can start now. Let's 3 minutes. Take pictures with you, with people around you, and commemorate. I'm going to do that. I'm going to now invite Marcus up on stage, you know, to really share a testimony. Right, one of those who have lasted all the way since 2005 until, wow, now. So you must listen.
Wow. So much memories come back to mind when looking at all those photos again. And it's so good to see after 10 years again, many dear friends lah, and old leaders coming back again. It's good to see all of them again. And I can remember back when I was young. So many of you, maybe the younger ones, you might not recognize a lot of the people in the pictures, but to me, they were like me to you, if you understand. When I was like you, P6, Sec 1, they were like my kokos and tetes lah. They were the campus people and they were my leaders lah. And yeah, I really looked up to every one of them. And the running joke was that in their time, having served many years in youth ministry, they will call themselves, oh, we are like dinosaurs of the ministry. They will always label themselves as dinosaurs lah, but lo and behold, I realized that actually I've become one of them also. And I am looking back 10 years already. I realized that 10 years ago in 2005, that was the year that I also chose to step up as an assistant cell leader first when I was 16 years old. So to give you all a little background about me, I grew up in church, and I grew up in as a toddler, and then a young kid in Urban Kids. And like many of you, I transited from Urban Kids over to youth ministry, and I joined a P6 cell. And there, it was there that my cell leader, whatever they asked me to do, I do lah. Like, take attendance lah, lead worship, lead icebreaker. And so I just follow. And then one day, my then cell leader, Pauline Koh, which is sitting right there, wave to her. Yeah, so Pauline asked me to whether I want to become to help out in cell, to be an assistant cell leader, and that was what I did lah. So from there all the way, change of many roles and everything, now I'm serving in the NS ministry lah, as a NS supervisor over the NS guys. So that's a bit about me. So here I am after 10 years, and when I really sat down, when I knew about this, I looked back at the 10 years, and I realized that I could have never gone through it alone. And I remember all these people, especially leaders, who came into my life and left a significant impact, molding me into who I am today. So I remembered, first and foremost, one of my most significant leaders, which is Pauline Koh, who led me in my secondary cell. And she was the one who inspired and taught me to become a leader. But not any leader, but most importantly, a servant leader like Jesus. She also taught me, and I mean, I learned from her how to, not only how to be a leader, but also to lead by example, and how to look out for those that are needy around me, and to help them also, and to serve those around me. And another one that, as I reflect, I think of is, even in the past few years, as I led as an NS supervisor under Pastor Victor, I've come to glean from him how to lead in many ways, in leadership, in operations, in the things that I plan, in logistics, admin. And not only that, but also practical advice that he has added to me in my own life, how to lead a godly life every day and not just in church. And I mean, I can go on and on. There are so many leaders and so many friends that have impacted me in my whole journey of this 10 years. And if I go on, I will take hours and bore all of you, but that's not what I want to do. But if I believe every one of you, if you think back, no matter how long you have been in ministry, there would definitely have been such people to you, be it friends, be it leaders who have invested into your life, who has invested time and effort to really care for us and love us out of God's compelled by, as I look back on these 10 years, it's actually that God was behind all of this. It's just as much as we want to appreciate and honor our leaders and the people who have come and gone in our lives, I realized that God was the constant through it all. He was the faithful one that was with me on this journey all the way. And all these leaders and friends that came into my life were almost as if God sent, that God led them into my life to lead me and guide me in this journey along. And so I still remember this one unforgettable day when I was in J2. I was leading my peer cell, and I prepared word, and I assigned someone to lead worship. But the thing was, none of my cell members responded, whether they were coming or not. So many of you might be guilty of this. But so none of them responded, and I didn't know who was coming. In the end, yes, it was just me and the worship leader. So we sat in the room, and we looked at each other, and we were like, oh, what's going to happen? It's just two of us. And so I was really quite discouraged and disappointed And thoughts came into my head were like, wow, what's wrong with my members? Or like, oh, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me as a leader And so I was quite sad. But of all days, that was the day that Pastor Jen, who was the head of our youth ministry then, she decided to give me a call. And she said, yes, Pastor Jen, I hope you remember this. She said, oh, hi, Marcus. Can I come and visit your cell today? Of all days, of all the cell sessions that I ever had, she said, can I come and visit your cell today? Then I froze. I was a young leader then. And to me, it was like, oh, my goodness. Like, kind of caught not doing your job correctly like that. And so I froze and I panicked. And I tried to give her all the reasons not to come. But in the end, I told the truth, like, and she came. And to me, that was a very scary moment, like, to me, to have Pastor Jen come and have only two people in cell. But she was very nice. We still cell carry on with the three of us. But so this was one of the most embarrassing cell I've ever had. And yet, it was one of the most life-changing for me. Because at the end of cell, she said, "Can I pray for both of you?" So when she prayed for me, she actually released a word that I remember after so long to this day. And it really stuck with me. She said that she saw this picture from God that I was in a jeep. And I was in a desert, a very harsh condition. So the jeep was driving. And the thing was, I was not the driver. I was in the passenger seat, and God was the one who was driving. And what he was saying to me was, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. And simple as it might have been, to me, that was, at that moment, it was a very big relief to me. And I realized that even as I'm leading, no matter what, in my journey, in my faith, in my school, that he was in control, and he was the one that put and orchestrated all this And so I knew that the onus wasn't on me, the pressure wasn't on me, but God was the one in control, and that really impacted me through all these 10 years in my NS days, in my uni days, and throughout my whole leadership journey. I realize I have come to learn that he has been, he is, and he will always be faithful. And he puts these friends and leaders in my life to help me, to teach me, to inspire me, and to encourage me to carry on this journey of faith with him. So even as we look back on these 10 years tonight, besides remembering all the fun times, all the good times that we've had, let us see God's faithfulness with us throughout this whole time. That he has led us, he has guided us, he has sustained us all this while. And let our thanks and praise be to him. But on top of that, let this revelation of his faithfulness empower us to walk out the present full of faith in his love and goodness. And also to give us confidence that his faithfulness will see us through into the future, and that our hope will continue to be in him. All glory to God.
Thank you, Marcus. And without further ado, shall we invite Pastor Peter?
Thank you.
Shall we pray? Thank you, Lord, for what you've been doing in our lives, especially in Peter's life. I pray, Lord, that today, even as he shares your word, Lord, may this word be really like the seed that grows deep into our hearts. Mm. It will bear fruit, God. So I pray that for a lot of joy to come into his heart, even as he speaks your word, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come on, let's just give the Lord a big hand again, shall we? Right, tonight is a really happy occasion. And I just want to, you know, thank all of you for being here, especially for those, I don't know how to call you, maybe alumni, right, for just coming to be with us, but including as well our very young ones, even right from, you know, the P6s. You are part of this moment, right? You're part of this ministry. You're sharing this moment with us. And I just look forward to the day where maybe 10 years later, as we celebrate our 20th, you know, youth service anniversary, that we can recount that we actually have this moment together. All right. So tonight, I just want to share a very quick message. Because as I was thinking about on this special occasion, what should I talk about? And there are really three things that I want to share with you tonight. Right, three things that I hope that will help us to really enjoy, you know, the full, I think, extend the significance of these 10 years that we have shared together. All right, so without further ado, I just want to share with you what these three things are. And the first thing that I want to share with you, that these 10 years, all right, this moment of celebration is a time for us to honor the past generations. All right, by this I refer to the alumni, the members, and especially the leaders was with us, right, for the past, you know, many years, right, to honor the past generations. But not just to, you know, thank them for the things that they have done for us, but very quickly, if you have Bibles, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11, shall we? right? If you have a Bible, listen to Hebrews chapter 11. And you will know that in Hebrews 11, they also have this hall of fame, right? There's this honor list that the writer actually puts up. And what exactly is the thing that the people in this list are being honored for? That's the question I want to pose to you tonight, right? They are not honored just for anything and everything, but there's something specific that they are honored for. And that's actually, right, if you have your Bibles, let's look at verse 1 and verse 2. Right, you should be very familiar with verse 1. It's a very famous verse that talks about faith, right? So it says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And in verse 2, it says, this is what the ancients were commended for. Right? Ancients not referring to the alumni, right? Ancients referring to the various people, right? Abraham that was listed in the text. This is what they were commended for. Right, more than just commended for, you know, thank you for being nice to me, thank you for watching out for me, thank you for being patient with me, things that we typically thank our leaders for. The Bible says that these people were honored for, commended for their faith. So tonight, I know that, you know, in preparation for this night, we have asked different one of you to send a personal note to your ex-leaders. You probably have thanked them for different things, but I want to encourage you, above all else that you thank and appreciate them for, make it a point to honor them for their faith. Because faith is really so important. And if you look at the Bible, actually there are not that many things that people are especially commended for. You know, they can be commended for their love of God, so on and so forth. But one key thing that keeps on running through in the Bible is that they are being commended for by their faith. And in verse 11, it tells us very clearly that, you know, faith is the substance of what we do not see, right? The hope that we have. So tonight, even as you later on get to mingle with your ex-leaders, I want you to honor them for their faith, right? Because with their faith, they have been able to see what you could not see, so that now, today, you can receive what they couldn't receive. You get what I'm trying to say? Right? Like just for this youth service, we have people who can envision that there will be this service whereby all of us will be sitting here like that. Even though at that point of time, perhaps we couldn't see that. And because they have the vision to see that, today we are receiving the blessings. That actually is not so much for them, right? But it is for us that we enjoy, right? So, because of time, I cannot thank and honor every single person here. But I want to especially honor two very special leaders, Billing and Jennifer. So by just now, the photos, you will know that Billing, she's our youth pastors from 2000. She's been the lead pastor from 2000 all the way to 2006. And for the younger ones, maybe you know her as Auntie B, alright, when you were in the children ministry. And then for Jennifer, she was the youth pastor from 2006 all the way to 2010. Billing and Jen, is it okay you just wave wherever you are? Around? Yeah. Let us honor her as general. Okay, so we want to especially honor you because we know that it's not easy, alright, to lead this ministry. But I just want to share something I wrote in appreciation for your faith. So I'm going to read it to you one by one, alright. Billing, I'm in awe of how much faith it required to start this service 10 years ago. You know, today I have led this ministry, I run the youth service, but I'll probably not be able to fully know the extent of what it takes to lead this ministry and to start the youth service. And when I know this, I'm fully humbled to know that what we can take for granted today actually came as a result of someone's leap of faith. And that's you, against the odds, believing and pressing on. Now today we can see how God has sustained this ministry for the past 10 years. And we see young people moving on from this ministry to embark on the great things that God has in store for them. And you may no longer be part of this leadership team, but your legacy continues even till today. Jen, there are many things that I can thank you for, but the thing that I think I can thank you for most is for entrusting this ministry to me. You believing in me more than I can ever believe in myself. It's very ironic for me to say this because taking over you is not easy at all. Yet because of your faith in God to carry me through, I have witnessed his faithfulness to me and to this ministry the past 4 years. And the leadership of this ministry is undeniably the best gift that I can ever receive from you. Because I know that you cherish this ministry. It is your baby. And being entrusted with it is the greatest honor that I could ever have received from you. So to both of you, thank you so much. Right, why don't we just help me to honor them. My words will not be able to convey fully the kind of trials that I have to go through, you know, in order for us to experience what we have today. But if you know them personally, you'll know that they are women of faith. They are constantly obeying God, choosing to believe and not let go of the promises of God. They may not have personally impacted each of you, but because of their faith in God, today we have what we have. Right, so in the same manner as you thank different ones of your own leaders, I pray that you don't just thank them for the things, the tangible things that they have done for you, but whatever, you know, faith that they have taken for them, right? Honor them for those things. Honor them for their faith. In fact, for them, for the leaders even to lead you, it takes a lot of faith because they must first of all see you and believe that you are not just a young kid, all right, who is very restless or who is very quiet, but they see in you that potential to be someone special in the kingdom of God, especially for those of you who are leaders today, right? It really takes a lot of faith for your ex-leaders to envision that one day you'll rise up to that place of serving them, all right? So as we think about, we celebrate these 10 years, let's honor the past generation, let's honor them for their faith, right? Very quickly, the second thing that, you know, we can do is that as we honor the past generation, we must also proclaim the faithfulness of God. All right, everyone say, proclaim the faithfulness of God. Right, when we look at the people in the Bible, for example, we are not just trying to, you know, elevate them to a status, right, that is beyond them. But what we are trying to do is to help us to understand and appreciate that the faith they have, and ultimately the faith that they have, is right a testimony of God's faithfulness. So if you look through the list, which we do not have time to look through it, but if you look through the list, you will find people like Abraham. Abraham is mentioned quite a couple of times. With people like Moses, right? Different people that are mentioned in Hebrews 11. But one thing is very interesting that you read in this passage is that all of them are people who have quite interesting encounters with God in the Bible, right? Perhaps some of them a bit short, but on the whole, right, those that are more prominent to us, like let's say Abraham, right, very interesting encounters with God, right? Just to mention, for example, in the case of Abraham, right, if you read Genesis 15, right, Genesis 15, God appeared to Abraham, and by that time, actually, God has really promised Abraham to be a blessing, right, that God will make him into a great nation. But even up to that point in Genesis 15, Abraham can tell God, you know, God, what have you given me? Alright, what have you given me? Right now, I have to give my inheritance to my servant. Right, he's saying that because he didn't imagine, he didn't believe that God can actually give him a son. Or for that matter, in fact, if you look at Exodus, right, in Exodus, I think it's chapter 3, when God first appeared to Moses in a burning bush. And at that point of time, right, Moses didn't say, yes, Lord, I will do it. But Moses was hesitating, right? Moses was saying, why not, Lord, you call, you know, my brother Aaron, all right? Moses was saying things like, you know, what if the people, you call me, but they do not believe in me? So you see, actually Moses and Abraham, they were actually people of weakness, all right? These heroes of faith that we can even read in the Bible, they have their own weaknesses. And so today, even as we honor the faith of our, you know, leaders, the past generation, we must remember that they are also human like us. They have their own fears, they have their own weaknesses. But what actually carried them through is the faithfulness of God. The fact that they can be used by God, right? They are ordinary men and women like us. But the fact that they can be used by God shows us that God is faithful. Amen? Right? God is faithful that even in spite of their weaknesses, you know, I believe that as you get up close with some of these leaders, you know that they face challenges from time to time in leading, and there are times that they are afraid. And I especially appreciate, you know, Pastor Jen, when she was leading us, that she was always very vulnerable, right? Telling us just, you know, those times that she was struggling. And just, you know, even encouraging us to come alongside to support her. So we know that none of us is perfect. But when we look beyond our own self, we see that actually God is faithful, right? So I just want you to even think about God's faithfulness and what that means to you, even as you look at your leaders, their faith, all right? Think about what does it show you about God's faithfulness. And at the end of the day, right, whether we are at it or not, God can still work among us, right? Just share you a verse that have always encouraged me as a leader, even in those times when I'm struggling to have faith, all right? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. Let me read for you. It says, if we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself, right? At the end of the day, God has always been faithful. He has always been speaking. He has always been giving us promises. So when we are faithless, he will still remain faithful, right? Not on account of our faith, but on account that he has already promised to us. And therefore, he will accomplish his word. Right, read for you another verse in Hebrews 6, 13. It says, when God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. All right, God swore by himself. Because God knows that he himself is credible. Amen? Right? God is credible. God is faithful. So the thing that I cannot overemphasize on tonight, if you forget everything that I said, is that God is faithful. And as we celebrate these past 10 years, right, more than just appreciating the photos and all that we are seeing, is to remember that God is faithful. And I just want to say to you that even as I serve in this ministry, there are many times that I feel very weak, right? Many times that I struggle through. But each and every time that I pull through, I realize that there's one constant, and that is God is faithful, right? So the first thing is that we want to honor the past generations. The second thing is that we want, right, to proclaim God's faithfulness. And the last thing I want to share with you is that we want to inspire the future generation. Everyone say future generation. Right? Who's the future generation? Alright? For my future generation, it is you. For your future generation, it is people whom perhaps we cannot even see at this point yet. Alright? But there are generations to come that we want to impact and influence. And with this, alright, very quickly tonight, I just want to round up by sharing with you this verse. Right? It's also from Hebrews, but it's from Hebrews 13. Alright, if you have a Bible lesson to it together, Hebrews 13, I'm going to read to you from verse 7 to 8. Right, it's so important for us to really hold on to this word, alright? Hebrews 13, verse 7, it says, remember your leaders, right, very apt in our context today, who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Everyone say, imitate their faith. Right, and it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The faithfulness of God demonstrated in verse 8. But it says here, right, in verse 7, imitate their faith. That is what we are called to do. And you know, friends, as you read chapter 11, Hebrews 11, it is incomplete. Right, if the writer of Hebrews, he just write until Hebrews 11, full stop. I don't even think that this book perhaps will be end up in the Bible. Right, but Hebrews continues with verse chapter 12 and chapter 13. And I think in chapter 13, this verse that we just read sums it up so well. It's not good enough for us to remember the past generations, but it's important for us to imitate their faith. Right? So tonight, as you talk to different of your, you know, the alumni, remember the past leaders, it's so important for us to know that just like them, we can be men and women of faith, right? And we are to imitate their faith. And today, if we were to imitate their faith, then we will be able to inspire the future generation, alright? Just like how they have inspired us, in the same way, we want to inspire the future generation, alright? So you guys, no matter how young you are, even if you are P6, you can inspire the future generation, alright? So turn to your neighbor and say, you will inspire the future generation. Right? And I believe that no matter how young you are, if today you have to celebrate this moment that we have together, that if you know that God has been faithful, that you will be able, you know, to imitate the faith of your past leaders, alright? And I just want to end up by saying this. You know, the context of Hebrews. I know we scan through very quickly today, but today is not so much of a Bible study, alright? But the context of Hebrews was that these were people, alright? The writer was writing to people who, they have already made a decision to follow Christ. Very long ago, they have already made a decision. But in light of their present lives, alright, at that time, they were struggling. There were many different sufferings that they were going to go through. Right, so when the writer was encouraging them to have faith, he's not just saying have faith and then that's it, but he was saying have faith, right? Imitate the faith of those who have gone before you, with the context that they were in times of trials, they were in times of suffering. And today maybe you are in the same situation. Perhaps for those of you who are the current batch of leaders, right, those wearing the same jersey as me, maybe you are in a place where you are thinking that you are facing roadblocks in your ministry. You are finding that you are serving, but you do not yet see any fruit. Maybe even in your own lives, you are going through different kinds of suffering. I pray that tonight, when you look at so many different people coming in, right, just to be with us, celebrate with us, and support us, that you will be greatly encouraged. And whatever it is that God has placed upon your heart, you will pursue it. Right? I know that the different leaders last week at the summit, perhaps it was a place that God has downloaded on you or even help you to revisit old dreams that He has given to you. Right? Do not let go of the dreams that God has given to you. Press on. If you are thinking of giving up, press on. Is that okay? Right? And just look at chapter 12, alright, in Hebrews. Right? And that will be my last verse to you before we close tonight. It says here, therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Today we are surrounded by a great crowd of witnesses. Right? So many of us here. Right? Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Right? And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning His shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Alright, so this is the word of the Lord to us, that even in running this race, there can be times that we can grow weary. But when we think about, you know, those heroes of faith in the Bible, when we think about those who are here tonight to celebrate with us, it's more than enough reason, right, for us to keep persevering on. And this is with this that, you know, I just want to share with you that, you know, for the past few months, I've been sharing with you our vision for this ministry. And I really don't know how long more it will take, right, before the things that we've been sharing come to pass. But I have the faith to believe that as we press on, each of you will come and see yourself more and more, right, becoming the kind of people that God wants you to be. Each of you in your own environment, you will see yourself being a church to the people who might not even be able, right, to come to know God simply by just coming to the church, because they will never have that opportunity unless you, as representative of the church, go out to meet with them. Amen? Right, so it's with this that I want to leave with you three things, right, tonight. Really, as we celebrate these 10 years, we want to honor the faith of the past generation. We want to continue to proclaim God's faithfulness. I want to rise up in faith, persevere on, right, in our faith, so that we can continue to impact and inspire the generations to come before us. Right, so tonight, I just want to end off by doing two things. We want to especially pray for the past generations who are with us. They have especially made time to be with us, but we also want to receive the blessings that they have actually given unto us, alright? So I just want to take this time, I'm going to invite Pastor Jen and Pastor Billing, right, to come forward. I'm just going to invite them to be able to pray over us, right? In this banner, it's just like they, right, in faith, imparting their faith to us, right? And with that, we want to receive from them the blessings. And in turn, we also want to bless them later on, alright? But first of all, we want to do that, right? We just want to invite them. Yeah, so can you just help me to welcome them? The papers, eh? Okay. And can we all stand?
Thank you, church. You know, 10 years later, I must wear spectacles. That is really 10 years. It's been 10 good years away. Anyway, now I must say something. When we first started the youth service, actually before that, we already kind of existed, right? We were joining the main service and all that. I really want to honor the rest of the team who labored with me. Okay, people in a full-time ministry, like Pastor Seng Yen, he's still there. So can he also come up? We are talking about honoring the past generation. So I know I didn't do the job alone myself. Okay, so Seng Yen, Richard. Pastor Edwin.
Ben.
Pauline. Pauline is part of the team also, full-time staff.
Glenn Pan.
Ah, Glenn, yes.
And Debbie.
Debbie, I already Debbie's told her here, just right? now, but she's always, don't wanna. Okay, come.
Come on, let's just give them a
round of applause. Let's give them another round of applause. Okay? Okay, leading the ministry is never easy, so I didn't do it alone, okay? Of course, we praise God for His faithfulness, but I think God really sent us a very committed team of full-time workers, alright? So, now, I just want to share something before we pray together. This morning, I felt the Lord put in my heart, Deuteronomy chapter 7. If you have your Bibles with you, whatever forms of, handphone, whatever, can you refer to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, all the way to verse 8. Oh, sorry, verse 9, okay? Can you read? It's very important. You must remember this. If you don't have photographs taken of you, never mind. Inscribe this on the tablets of your heart. Amen? Hello, young people. I think I still have energy 10 years later. Oh, yes, by the way, don't call us alumni. Alumni sounds like retired, and they just come back and enjoy fellowship. I think we like to be called the pioneer generation. I like the pioneering spirit, okay? It's very important that pioneering spirit cannot die because God's work will never finish, alright? We are all pioneering in different ways now, whether it's home front or workplace. Now, okay, let's read together whatever version. Ah, very good. Is it there? Wow, wonderful. We are spoiled, you know, by technology. But don't forget, God is still asking us to go out to the mission field where there's no technology one. So you must bring your Bible, alright? For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth. Verse 7. The Lord did not set his love on you nor choose you because you were more in number than any other people, for you were the least of all peoples. Verse 8. But because the Lord loves you and because he would keep the oath which he swore to your fathers, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Verse 9. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. Amen. Now, and this is what we are really going to pray, and you're going to believe it with all your heart that God has chosen you. Okay, you are a chosen people, you are holy people, set apart by God to do his great works. Can you do that? Can? Amen. Okay, good. Now, shall we raise our hands and toward heaven first and respond to God to what God is speaking to you this evening. It's very important that at this milestone, we remember what God wants us to be and wants us to do. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just want to thank you for this very special day. We thank you, O God, that indeed it is you, ultimately, the orchestrator of all that we have been enjoying and seeing. Every life in this ministry, even those who are not here today, those who have walked through the gates of this church, Lord, those who have been blessed by this ministry, we thank you, O God, that you have called us to be a special people set apart for you, for your purposes. We thank you, God, that today you have reminded us that we are a chosen race, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, O Lord. Father, I just pray that, Lord, we will always inscribe this on the tablets of our hearts, that it is you who has redeemed us. It is you who have called us. And Lord, it is you who will walk us into the future generations. Lord, because you are the God of the generations whose plan and purposes will never be thwarted, O Lord. Father, we want to thank you. I pray that especially for those of us who may not have experienced you in a deep way, that tonight, as we seek you, O God, Lord, you will come and reveal yourself to us in a very special way, O Lord. Father, we want to thank you. We praise you, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Shall we all pray in tongues together? Let's all pray in tongues and really raise our voice towards heaven and ask God to come and reveal to us in a very special way that none of us will leave this place the way we came in. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. O Rabala Shada Bala Sanda Bala Shikibiala Bala Sanda Bala Shada Bala Sanda. Thank you, God. Indeed, we want to pray a special blessing over this ministry because it belongs to you, O Lord. It belongs to you, O God. And you, the Heavenly Father, is watching over every individual. As we pray in tongues right now, as we look towards heaven right now, Father, we ask that you pour out your spirit in a fresh way, O Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that you raise up the laborers. You will unite the leaders, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We want to pray especially for the young leaders right now. In Jesus' name, O Lord, unite this team of young leaders, empower them. Lord, as you have done for us in the past, Lord, we ask you for greater things to come, O Lord. We ask you, O Lord, that you work through them, Lord, in a deeper way. Lord, as they humble themselves, as they unite themselves, as they humble themselves and pray and cry out to you, O God, you will reveal to them, O Lord, the very plans and purpose that you have for them, for these young people that you have given into their hands. Father, we want to thank you. We bless you, O Lord. We thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people say, Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Pastor V. Yeah, this was the pioneer group, and there were some of us who are not here tonight. But then there was also, there were others who came along and continued to run with the vision and the passion that the other team had left off, and I know many of you are here, and I want to honor you. Actually, Pastor Peter just said, pray a blessing, right? So not preach, right? Yeah. Because I say, you ask me to preach, I may not come. yeah, but I was just thinking, what should I pray over you? And I remember the times when I was still your pastor, for some of you. One of the things that the Lord had grown in me personally was just the ability to release prophetic words and to tap into that realm in a way I've never done that personally as well. So what I want to do tonight is I want to sing over you. We don't have an instrument. I promise it won't take long. And I want to sing over you. And for those of you who may have been part of that culture, many years ago, I want you to remember that honor is a pathway to blessing. So as you honor the leaders in the past, as well as the current and also the future leaders, as you honor them, as you open up your hearts to say, I will receive from God through these men and women that He's placed in my life, you are blessed and you receive their reward as well. So if you have never heard this teaching before, and you may be new in this ministry, or rather, you know, you're here longer than I have, I want you to just open up your hearts and just receive. And because as you honor where we've been before, you're actually on higher ground. And you are starting on a much higher ground than you could ever. So I just want us to just receive, and I want to just sing over you tonight, okay? Just lift up your hands, just in a receiving position. Yeah. May the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord lift up His face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift up His countenance toward you and give you peace, and give you peace. This is the way
the Lord, may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord lift up His face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. And give you peace. And give you peace. And give you peace.
Father, we thank you that your face shines upon us, and your love and your faithfulness is unending. I bless this church, this called out ones, this ecclesia. I bless them, God, that they will be reflectors of your glory, of your love, of your peace, and they will know without a shadow of a doubt that your face turns towards them and shines upon them. Father, I pray for Pastor Peter and his team. God, lift them up. Lift them up. Strengthen their feet. Make their hinds, make them like hinds feet on high places, God. That as they climb higher ground, as they search and seek after you and your purposes, as they increase in their faith to believe in you and what you have said to them and revealed to them, Father, I just pray and ask that you will give them such an effortless journey as they soar above the clouds and the storms, effortless and with the shalom of our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
How much shall we just give the Lord a big hand again? Yeah. Okay, there's still one more thing that we would like to do, and that is that we really want to honor and just bless, right, our pioneer generation. Okay, so we just want to take this time to pray for them. Wherever you are, if you are one of those who have already moved on from this youth ministry, can you just wave your hand? Alright, because we want to take this time to bless you. Right, and for the rest of us, can we just surround them? I'm just going to end this service by, you know, saying a blessing over them. Yeah. So raise your hand high, alright? And let's say if you, okay, for our youth, right, if you know who these people are, if they are your ex-leaders, alright, I want you in particular to go and find them. Right, because we are really going to take this time to honor and pray for them. Can anyone else, just lift your hands up so that we can take this time to pray for you? Okay? Why don't we just take this time, just, you know, in your, within your own circle, just take a time to bless them. Right? Take a minute to do so before I start to pray over a blessing. Pray over them with a blessing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Wherever you are, you can just gather and just begin to pray for them. Thank you, Lord. Just honor them for their faith and just ask God to release His blessings over them, that they will continue to experience His faithfulness, even as they move on to experience His faithfulness in the various aspects of their lives. Thank you, Lord. Now I'm going to begin to close so you can say a short blessing and very quickly start to wind down. Just begin to wind down our prayers as you join me in just as one church, right, blessing all those, right, our past generation who have gone before us in this ministry. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just want to stand, you know, as one body to declare, Lord, your faithfulness in our lives, even through these members and leaders who have even served in the years past, God. Father, we recognize that you have been faithful in and through their lives, and you have chosen them as your servants, Lord, for the various things, in order that today we are where we are today. Lord, if not for them, Father, we will never have been able to receive and enjoy these blessings of God. So we want to honor, Lord, your sons and daughters for the years, Lord, where they have walked with you and they have chosen, Lord, to trust in you. God, when they even look at the people that they are with, the people that are serving and leading, it is because they chose to have faith, Lord, they chose to have faith to see that young lives can be transformed. And therefore, they are able to do what they do. So we thank you, God, for your faithfulness. We thank you, God, for their faith. And now, Lord, we just release, Lord, blessings upon them. Even as we receive the impartation of faith, Lord, we want to bless them. Lord, that in return, Lord, for whatever endeavors that they have moved on to embark, Lord, would you just bless them. May your faithfulness continue in their new endeavors. May your faithfulness even be seen through their lives and in their families, in their ministries.